views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hi there, I'm Steve Kramer.
And I'm Tim Darter, and welcome to this week's show of Spirit Fire Radio, where this week we're going to focus on asana, step 8 of our practice of living awareness meditation practice. And in the past, peaceful abiding. And with this 8th step, what we start to do is focus on our approach to the mind and how that relates to insight or vipassana. So we start that process this week with alignment.
Yes, asanas. You might think that asana would be a good way to start the entire practice of meditation and thinking of alignment and posturing of the body. But we take that a little bit further here with the practice of living awareness, and we're incorporating the emotional body, the mental body. We're incorporating sort of a holistic approach to alignment. The first 7 steps of the practice have offered us a lot of information on the many ways that the body and especially the breath is related to the mind and the emotions. So at this point in the practice, as we approach the mind and vipassana and luminous perception, we're going to talk quite a bit about asana. So I am so pleased to have our guest today, Martha Henry McDonald, joining us. Martha is a healthcare professional who has dedicated herself to becoming the very best health advocate possible by incorporating a remarkably wide range of treatment options. Let's just say her tool belt is full. from traditional Western treatments to more subtle approaches. She's a physical therapist trained in manual, visceral, craniosacral therapies, as well as energy medicine in the form of esoteric healing. So Martha, welcome. Thank you for joining us on Spirit Fire Radio.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. It's a delight to be with you both, Steve and Tim.
Well, just first of all, thank you so much for taking this time in your busy day. You know, it's a testament to all that you do that I know your schedule book is literally full today. It's probably full for the entire year. So we really appreciate you taking an hour out of your day to talk to us about this world of the human subtle system and alignment and all that that can do for us in achieving well-being. But I would love to start, Martha, just simply by you going through these different therapies. A lot of our listeners, and including myself, if I were asked to really define what is craniosacral therapy, I could maybe tell you, but I have a feeling your words are going to be a lot more full than mine. So would you mind going through some of the therapies that you do and just explain to us in simple terms what that might include and or what that practice involves?
Sure, I'll give that a shot. So it's so helpful in this work to have various trainings to draw upon, because every client that comes in has a different process going on. You know, we're like snowflakes. Everybody is different. We have different histories, we have different genetics, we have different traumas, we have different emotional and mental makeups, and those all affect how we, as a client or a patient, would present for treatment. And so it's been really helpful to have lots of different trainings with amazing teachers to help people with what they may need at that time. So my training involves a lot of manual therapies, which is hands-on work. So if someone comes to see me, they're not going to get plugged into machines and or sent to a set of weights to exercise. We certainly do exercises and use modalities as needed. But the hands-on work has been really important, because you learn to work with the body, to listen to the body, what it's asking you to do. The osteopaths have a great phrase. It's called the body hugs a lesion. And so it's trying to figure out where you're being drawn into their system for what needs some assistance for healing. So manual therapies include, it might be mobilization of joints, a joint that's tight, or we use muscle energy, which actually uses the muscles to facilitate movement within the joint and re-educate the muscles around it. There is myofascial release. Are you familiar with what fascia is?
No.
So a great way to identify with fascia is if you've ever taken the skin off a chicken and there is this white sheet around everything that you might be trying to pull off. Does that sound familiar at all?
Yep, yep.
So that's fascia. And fascia wraps around every nerve, every blood vessel, every muscle. It gives the muscles their shape. If someone has a hernia, they would herniate through the fascia. And it's, you know, we used to think back when we did dissection in PT school, we'd just get rid of that stuff. You know, it was kind of in the way. And now we realize it's this amazing connective tissue that communicates information through it on many different levels. But if you picture, for example, a tablecloth on your table, and on one corner you give it a little tug, you'll see that it affects different areas of the tablecloth. Well, the same with our bodies. So, for instance, you can follow a piece of fascia from your big toe up into the lining of your brain, continuous.
Wow.
And
wow.
You can follow from your bladder right up through your abdomen to your liver and up to where it inserts in the head. So this fascia is continuous, and you can have restrictions in one area causing far-reaching effects. So that's always an interesting system to work with. There's the visceral system, and that's viscera just means organs. And so a lot of people these days have difficulties with, for example, digestion. And it may be they've had a virus or they have scar tissue, something that has kind of tightened up that system. And the organs need to move. You know, if you have eat your breakfast, you need your stomach to be able to expand and for everything to be propelled through the digestive tract. And that can become restricted. And someone may come in with symptoms of low back pain, and the problem area might actually be from the viscera. We forget that our organs actually have connections by nerves and by fascia or connective tissue to different areas of the spine. So we can work with that. There's neural manipulation where you're actually working with the nerves themselves that can become entrapped. You've heard of carpal tunnel syndrome, or someone may have a, you know, radiculitis or a pinched nerve. And sometimes those nerves become entrapped in tissues, in as they're moving out to where they innervate a structure. And so we can look at mobility of that and gently assist it. There's lymphatic drainage, which is working with, you know, it's a huge part of our circulatory system and critical to our health, critical to the immune system. It carries hormones, it carries waste products, and that can get bogged down. And we see that often after surgeries or a trauma. For instance, if someone has a bad ankle sprain and it swells up, well, that's, you know, lymph fluid that gets stuck in the tissues and can be assisted by this. We hear of it with people who have had lymph nodes removed for surgery from cancer, and then they don't drain as well, so the fluids back up and they may have swelling. So lymphatic drainage can be very helpful for many issues. We have craniosacral therapy, which is working with the cranium, and there is a connection of fascia, or this dural tissue that surrounds the brain and goes right down the spinal cord and attaches at the sacrum. And so a problem up around the head and the neck can cause problems in the sacrum. And so that's very gentle treatment of working with either membranes or fluids or actual sutural structures within the cranium. And then there's energy work, which works on the, you know, our matrix of our physical body. So it's off the body. You're working with the energetic field. And the beauty of it is you can work on, you know, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual aspects of the person, looking for where there might be imbalance in the flow. Wow. So how's that for a synopsis?
That's fascinating.
It's amazing. You basically just took us on a journey from the innermost to the outermost, or one might even say the outermost to the innermost. And I, you know, I, when we come back, we're going to go to a break in a minute, but I would love to really go into this leap. You know, there's a pretty grand leap you took there when you said this is all hands on and now this is hands off. And I imagine that for many of your clients, this could be a big leap. For what would be considered traditional, non-traditional. So I'd love to get into a bit of that these days as you've been through training with all of these different different therapies. Just where is that line between traditional and non-traditional? We're starting to see, for instance, craniosacral becoming more traditional. And wow, we've just come such a long way from the 2 pound weight, right?
Absolutely.
It's great. There's so much information at our fingertips. So we're going to go deeper into that when we come back after this break with Martha Henry McDonald.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
pride. Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We have been talking to Martha Henry McDonald, who just walked us through this amazing array of therapies that she offers her clients in her physical therapy and beyond practice. And we were talking about the body and approaching the body. I'm hearing through Martha that there we are really starting to see these subtle differences of layers and levels within the human body as she walked through the various therapies, we were hearing about working with manually working with the bone and connective tissues, working with, well, with the muscles and then the connective tissues, and then working with the nerves and working with the lymph, and then actually leaping off the body and working with energy systems, with the etheric body, the emotional body, and mental body. And in meditation, we have come to realize at this point, if you've been following the practice, that we are more than a physical body, that our body is intrinsically connected to our emotions. It's connected to our mind and our spirit as well, that in meditation, we find a way to sort of explore all of these various areas within our being. And medicine seems to be following that. Medicine seems to be taking a wider approach to what is a human being. It's an old record that basically Western medicine has had in the past this tendency to treat the symptoms and not go for the cause. And everyone, you know, we've all heard that, and we see approaches kind of aligning with that and broadening. So Martha, that's so in your practice, yeah?
It is. And it's, you know, it's been interesting to observe the shifts because Western medicine, as we all know, has become so specialized. And that's really important and great to a point. I mean, if I break my leg and need surgery, boy, I want a good orthopedic surgeon. You know, he doesn't need to know about, you know, how my hair is growing or something like that. You know, I want a good, or someone's going to remove my appendix, I want a good general surgeon. Yeah. But the problem is, so often, I think most of us have probably experienced this, that you're no longer Steve or Tim or Martha, you're the shoulder patient, or you're the back patient, or you're the stroke patient. It becomes so specialized. And, you know, I've been fortunate to study and have mentors that are practitioners who look at the body as a whole, as one system. And of course, we're systems within systems, right? We have our digestive system that communicates with the brain, that communicates, you know, with our endocrine glands and so forth. So we're a lot of systems within one system. So it's been a very important process for me to learn to try to step back more and more and have a wider view and look at how this amazing system works. And what I found over time is that, you know, the body is, as you said, so much more than the physical. It's the emotional, it's the mental, the spiritual aspects. And they all are interrelated and they all affect each other. And as these are integrated into one whole, we feel that wholeness. We feel in balance. We feel alignment. We feel that asana. And if we're out of balance, we begin to kind of disintegrate and may experience dis-ease within some part of our system, whether it's the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, within any of those aspects.
Well, and to put it in simple terms, you know, so many people that might have stomach issues, we can probably trace that on some, for many people, to desire nature, to the emotional body, where we are not feeling good. So we're eating, we're choosing to find relief in or pleasure sort of within turning to food. So, I mean, that's just one very simplistic version. But for people out there that might not understand, how can there be a relationship to my physical ills, you know, relating to my emotional body or my mind, that's just one simple.
That's a perfect example, though, because if anybody turns on the TV, the ads are all about, you know, reflux, GERD, irritable bowel, constipation, diarrhea, colitis, you know, all of those things. And the medications that they suggest you talk to your doctor about. And, you know, anybody in whatever type of healthcare practice is seeing a lot of those issues. So digestive problems are really common, and we know that energetically to be the area of the solar plexus, which happens to be the seat of our emotions. So where do we often feel things if we get really nervous or excited?
Yeah, we feel them in our stomach. Butterflies in your stomach, huh?
Absolutely. It's also the seat of power and control and how we use that power and control or how we might give up that power and control. Are we a victim? Those type of things we're going to feel in the gut. It's also the seat of our personality, our individual sense of me, and how we hold ourselves in that asana, in that posture, depends on, you know, how we value ourselves. You know, it's also about warmth and humor and fun, but it can be about aggression or anger. And, you know, something could be, you know, eating me up or making me sick, common phrases that we will use or hear. And that's all in that area which supplies the whole digestive system. So, you know, we think of it, oh, I have a stomach ache, I have a little reflux. Well, it can be just that, or it can be something much deeper that our body's trying to show us that we need to look at.
So when someone comes to you with an ailment like that, how do you go about deciphering what level and where they may be out of alignment?
I know, because Martha, yeah. I'm just reveling in listening to you. You know, not many doctors would certainly talk to you on that level of saying, you know, of associating the solar plexus, even having that sort of knowledge of the subtle systems in the way that you do, and relating the solar plexus to stomaching a situation, or having to do with anger, or having to do with these various emotional states, or what's going on in our lives beyond this stomach issue. So as Tim said, how do you assess the patient that comes in as to what level you might be working on?
Well, first of all, you have to meet them where they're at. So some people will come in because they know that I do energy work. So then we can, you know, jump right into that. But I may also get a sense that something physical is going on and need to work with the tissues manually. Most often people come in with a specific complaint. So not a lot of PTs work with digestive issues. I actually do. For instance, a very common thing that I see lately is gastroparesis, where the stomach is essentially paralyzed. And, you know, someone will eat, but the food doesn't pass through. And so they start to lose weight. For some of them, it's even hard to drink water because it just sits there. And so if they're coming in with this physical complaint, I will absolutely start, you know, hands-on and assessing the tissues, is there mobility, and so forth. And so often, you know, we may find the first few sessions that that's what we work with until they start regaining mobility, start feeling better, they can eat better, they can, you know, liquids can actually pass through. And then I'll start talking about if, you know, and most people are very open to it today. Most people have heard at least of Reiki or meditation, or so they're starting to become aware that, you know, there are other things that play a role in their health. And so then I'll just, you know, broach the subject that there's this other work that I do and explain about the solar plexus and the energetics surrounding that. And a lot of people go, oh, geez, that's totally me. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Mm. I've probably only had a couple people in the past 20 or so years that are like, oh, that's not what I'm here for. And I'm like, oh, okay, back up. We're going to just do hands-on. So it's meeting them where they're at.
Nice. Indeed. And are you finding that, I mean, as you're saying, you're finding that the clients are more open to this these days, huh?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're looking at their lives differently. And, you know, a great example this time of year is we're approaching, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everybody's stress levels are increasing. There's a lot more family time, which can be joyful for some and can be very stressful for others. And so I see a lot more pain with my clients or new clients coming in with typically neck and low back pain. Those tend to be the worst around the holidays. And then when you can start talking about, okay, with the back, you know, that's the area that we hold the energy for relationships. And they go, oh, you know, they start to put two and two together. So it's real, you know, so if anybody out there in Radioland is experiencing more back pain as the holidays approach.
Take a look. Relationships.
Look at relationships. I mean, there's so many other things that it's really.
It's wonderful. And
yeah, and you know, it has to do with self-esteem, self-worth, self-responsibility, and sometimes in family, those issues come back. We often tend to drop back into the roles we played when we were 12 years old or 15 years old. When you get back into the family dynamics, and so it can bring up a lot of issues. So it's always multifactorial.
Yeah, I guess you have to watch and make sure that you are dividing your time between being almost a counselor and actually doing the physical work. It's a blessing for them, but wow, it's quite the breadth, you know, of experience.
And I'm not a counselor, and you know, I'm not licensed to do that, but we will talk. We will, you know, we will have conversation, and sometimes it involves referring them to a counselor if that would be something that would be helpful for them. And for many people, that is very, very helpful.
Well, and isn't it bringing back what's lovely about it is even though we're getting specialized, the kind of treatment you're offering brings back that relationship to the person. You know, I remember being a child and we went to the same family doctor and we had such a wonderful relationship with him. He knew our entire family. He even knew the dynamics within our family, and therefore he could look out for that sort of thing. You know, if he knew there was something going on between me and my brother, well, maybe let's talk about that and it's not so serious. So it's lovely to see that coming back. That you have, that you're inspiring a holistic approach, that we don't just say, oh, you know, fix my stomach, it feels terrible. But again, what's the root of this and where might this be coming from? Hats off, you know, that's I love to hear that.
And it's so such a privilege that I do get to work with families. You know, I might see a grandmother and a mom or the dad and the kids, and it's, you know, to be a part of that family dynamic, to help hold that space for all of them in whatever their healing process is. It's quite a privilege.
Wonderful. Hey, we're going to go to another break, and we will be right back with Spirit Fire Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
pride. Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
In the heart of the night,
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio, and where we are speaking with Martha Henry McDonald. And before our last break, she was just going through all the different modalities she does and speaking to how she's starting to incorporate the esoteric healing and energy healing work into her traditional PT practice. So, Martha, can you kind of tell us, like, how did you make that leap and to start to incorporate the subtle energy work into your traditional practice?
Well, it's interesting. I think that a lot of the manual therapy training I had was all about refining skills, feeling different levels of the physical being. And how I got into the energy work, I think, was divine intervention or accident, however you want to look at it. I was taking classes at Michigan State. The osteopathic school allows PTs to take some classes there. And they had a class called Introduction to the Human Bioenergy Field. And I thought, I have to take that. And I didn't know why, but I knew I had to be there. And it was out in Okemos, Michigan. And if you've been to Okemos, you know you can't get there easily from here or from anywhere, probably. And so I was there, and the class starts, and we're talking about energy fields. I thought these people were crazy. I had no idea what they were talking about. And frankly, if it had been local, I would have gone home and never gone back. But so I was there for 5 days, and my only other option was to go to Burger King or Denny's, which which wasn't too appetizing. So I went to class, and it took me a few days before I could feel within myself that the philosophy and the work rang of truth. It certainly challenged my belief systems, and it certainly challenged and stretched this left brain research oriented mind that I have. It's like, show me the research, prove it to me. And there was nothing there that could do that other than the experience. And there's nothing like experience to show you truth. And so I went home, and just like I do with all my classes, I go home and I start using it with clients right away. And they're always, oh, Martha, new class, try anything you want. And I'm like, okay, this stuff's a little weird. That's okay. And I'm like, I'm not going to be touching you, and I'm going to be moving my hands around. And they're like, oh, that's okay. And so they were great and very trusting. And so I would do some of the work with them, and I was just amazed. People started changing. You know, they'd change perhaps physically. It might be that they had a more sense of ease within themselves and their situation, their disease process, or whatever it might be. Or find that they had more control of their emotions versus being ruled by their emotions. They're finding their asana, their alignment, their posture within themselves. We're finding that, you know, instead of their thoughts swirling through their head, they could come to that quiet place deep within themselves. So they were experiencing new aspects of themselves with this treatment. You know, and that, you know, leads to the question of, you know, what is healing? And so in Western medicine, healing is to cure, to fix someone. And, you know, to me, healing has different meanings for different people, and we don't know what healing for another person is. It may be that there's a cure, or it may be that they can live with their dis-ease process easier. And for some, it's, you know, being present and holding that space for them to pass out of this life. And it's such a gift to be able to do the work with that as well. But what I found was people started coming in saying, can you start with the energy work first? I feel so much better with that. Or, you know, they'll know I need the manual therapy today, or I need the energy work today. And so the experience with clients and their experiences really opened me more to the possibility. It just kept stretching my view, stretching my perspective. And that's a really good thing to have go on in life.
Well, okay. That says so much that somebody would come in and say, can we start with the energy work? I mean, right there is a leap forward. You know, people come in and they expect to be fixed, and that someone could even, you had said earlier that manual therapy is about re-educating the body, that you can actually re-educate a person that we are going to deal with you holistically. We're going to deal with you, your whole body, and that they would take that in, experience it, and ask for it and say, yes, I feel better. I can receive the work better. And that's lovely to hear. You know, that's such a positive statement.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a bit about sensing the energy? You know I've had craniosacral work done. I've felt amazing after. And I could feel this almost this just like unraveling of a tightness that was happening within my body. And someone was just touching very lightly on parts of my scalp. So I'm just would love to hear a bit about how you developed these sort of sensitivities. Not only, we talked a little bit about where you would sense that you needed to work, but once you're on that area, you know, how do you sense somebody's, the act that you're working on somebody's nerves or actually sensing the energy? I just would love to hear a little bit about your training and the sort of experience you're having in sensing these different, within these different therapies.
Sure. Well, it's basically refining skills. I mean, we all have the sense of touch. And, you know, if you have, say, a carpenter working with a piece of wood and the wood's rough, they can feel that and they can sand it down to where they feel they have it right where they want it. You know, a surgeon, you can feel them palpating a body and you know they know exactly what they're on. And that's a skill that's actually become an art form for them. The same with manual therapy skills. You know, you learn to feel more subtle aspects of the body by practice, and recognizing, which was really hard for me, where I limit myself. You know, I would set up boundaries. Oh, I can't feel this. I'll never feel this. And then one day it's like, oh my gosh, I really do feel that. And just learning to say, okay, I'm going to soften and open, as you talk about in meditation, soften and open and feel what's there. You know, listen to the body, develop those skills. So, you know, practice softening with ourselves, softening our touch. The lighter touch, you receive so much more information through, you know, a gentle touch. And then hands off the body, that's absolutely a lighter touch.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating that you say that you can receive so much more information with a lighter touch. So there you see, at some point you said, well, okay, I get this. If I even actually remove my hands from the body and really sense, use all of my senses to sense energetically what I'm feeling.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, people say, oh, how do you feel energy? I could never do that. You know, truthfully, we all sense energy all the time. We just have to, you know, change our perspective. You know, if your hand is near the stove that's been on, you feel that heat. That's feeling energy. You feel the heat of the sun on your face. That's feeling energy. You know, vibration. We can feel vibration. And in fact, that's how we hear, because that sound wave goes in and vibrates our eardrum and causes signals to connect into the brain. You know, you can be in a room, and we've all had this experience. You could be with a group of people and someone walks in who's really angry and they don't have to say anything, but can you feel it?
Yeah, you can feel the heat.
Absolutely. Heat, fire. Or if someone walks in and they don't have to do anything, but the whole room lights up. You know, and everybody is smiling and feeling good all of a sudden. That's feeling and reacting to their energetic. I mean, have you ever sensed that someone's, you know, kind of standing a little too close or over your shoulder?
Yeah.
They're not touching you, but you get a sense. So that's, you know, feeling energy. We see energy. We see energy, you know, if you're driving down a highway on a hot summer day and you see those waves of radiant heat, you know, coming off the pavement, that's seeing energy. So when we can look from that perspective, we realize it's not really all that different. You know, it's changing our perception, our view. And, you know, I think just about everyone who's gone through the classes within a very short period of time can actually feel the energy. And it starts to feel really tangible. You can feel the shape of the organ. You can feel, you know, if the emotions are prickly or hot or excitable or really depressed and depleted. For example, with ourselves, if you have a day that you're feeling really depressed, it's like every cell of your body is depressed and it's hard to pull yourself out of it. I mean, that's an energetic, and it affects our physical because we'll often collapse in around that feeling of not feeling so well. It also affects the emotional and the mental, and we can feel that energetically within the field. Versus if you're so excited and you're happy. Well, every cell in your body is excited and happy. And you can feel that as well. And it comes out in the emotions. It comes out, you know, through your thoughts. And your body tends to be in a better asana, a better posture that you then carry through the day.
Mm. You know, it's that noticing the usually not noticed. And we all have that a bit available to us. It's what meditation offers us, is this exploration of just that, is to just pay attention to the subtle. You know, just there's so much that the breath has to offer us in its relationship to the body. And it's wonderful that so many people are not only discovering meditation, but they're open to these sort of therapies. They're open to considering themselves as so much more than this bag of bones walking around, and healing from that, you know, healing to take a look at themselves on every level and learn that we can align the relationships in our lives. We can align our thoughts so that those thoughts actually produce a beautiful emotion, an excited emotion, and not one that's going to, you know, eventually cause dis-ease. So that's interesting as well, Martha, that as we do, as we ignore asana, or as we keep ourselves in a state that is not in alignment, that's where we see the problems manifest. You know, they will move from a thought pattern that actually isn't working for us, that has us feeling off. And if we let that go for long enough, that will then manifest within the physical. So it's this alignment that has so much to do with healing, not only meditation, but healing as a whole.
Absolutely. And that is such a great thing, you know, with meditation, because I know you talk about this as well. You know, a lot of people will say they want to meditate to escape, to forget about the world. And really, meditation is not about that at all. It's about our alignment within ourselves, you know, feeling our body, being fully in this form and in this life, and, you know, aligning our emotions and aligning our thoughts and opening to that inner essence of goodness within us. And then the key is, as I know you say, you take it off the pillow and you take it into your life. You take it into your workplace, your relationship with your partner or your children or your friends, into organizations. You know, and what is the alignment within an organization? You know, and into, and how does that fit for you if you're working in with a particular organization or your community or your environment? Yeah, it's very important, and it's, that brings in your integrity as well. What are you aligned with? What are your core values? And so forth.
Yeah, we certainly have seen many instances where somebody chooses to not be in alignment, mm-hmm. and it just leads to disaster.
Right.
I said earlier that these are all systems within systems. And as soon as we can see the systems within our own body creating this sense of self and who we are, and us operating within larger bodies, that's a family unit, that's a relationship, that's an organization, that's actually the whole of humanity. You know, if we can really stretch to align ourselves with what a beautiful picture of, you know, a gentle, caring, a delighted humanity. Well, hello, we are on the right track. Indeed.
So, yeah, and looking at, you know, really what holds us together. So we talk about the body with the connective tissue and so forth, and our bones and muscles and tendons, but our thoughts and our emotions hold us together as well. But love is the cohesive force of the universe. And when we think of that, you know, that brings in all of humanity. And when we can align with that, whew, I mean, things could just really change.
Really change. Mm-hmm. And it's so much simpler than we realize.
Yes.
Yeah. So we thought we'd have fun with just talking about a symptom. Tim, go on.
And taking it and see how we can travel it and see what we can assess and what else it might mean other than just a physical ailment.
Sure.
Yeah, so frozen shoulder. I suffer from this myself. So where would you start with someone coming into you with that ailment?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would do would be an evaluation on the physical level. Check the mechanics of the joint. And the shoulder has many joints involved. We tend to just think of the ball and socket, but it's your whole collarbone or clavicle and your shoulder blade. Look at the mechanics of that. Check out the muscles and the tendons. You know, oftentimes there's a mechanical issue that then sets up a tendonitis and the whole area gets inflamed and then the capsule gets involved and the shoulder literally freezes up. But I also need to look at, you know, what else might be affecting it. It might be the neck, the ribs, you know, things like that. If it's, for instance, the right shoulder, very commonly the gallbladder will refer to the right shoulder, and also liver issues may as well, and limit motion in the shoulder. So we don't often think of how organs can affect it. Right. Someone can have a pinched nerve that it hurts so much, the body will do anything to protect your arteries and nerves. So it's not going to let you move if that nerve is in danger or arteries in danger of being compressed or torn. So it's like a self-protective mechanism.
Wow.
Also very related to the shoulder, yeah, is the thyroid gland. And what they're finding is some cases of frozen shoulder are related to the thyroid. Some are related to diabetes. So there's a lot of issues that way. We can think of it as the throat center energetically, and that controls, you know, our thyroid, our mouth, our throat, our, you know, the whole voice box, the pharynx and larynx, swallowing, all those things. But it's also about communication. It's about speaking. It's about listening, expressing our feelings and needs. Can we express those? Can we talk, no problem, I'm a great communicator, but I don't listen to anything anybody says to me? Well, there's an imbalance as well. Mm-hmm. You can ask, you know, do you have a voice? Do you feel like you're heard? Or sometimes there's something that you want to say and you don't say it and get stuck in the throat center and you can actually feel that lump in your throat, and that can cause restrictions out to the shoulders, the arms, the hands. You know, throat center is about mental creativity, ideas, organization. And if you're in a situation, which could be a relationship, it could be a job where you really can't express your creativity, you know, that can cause a blockage and flow through the throat center, which can affect, you know, anything within the shoulder, arm, hand, throat, the glands. It's about our willingness to be open-minded to new thoughts and new ideas. And sometimes, you know, from our belief systems, our culture, or just the way we are, you know, we might be a little rigid in our thoughts and not be open to new ideas and thoughts. And that can play out in the throat as well, which can affect your shoulder. So which one is it, Tim?
Wow. We will be listening to this recording very slowly with the pause button at our fingertips after. That was a lot of information.
It would be easier if you just come and see me.
So, you know, you mentioned the right shoulder. I know for a fact that it's Tim's right shoulder. You mentioned the right shoulder, and you talked about the gallbladder. And can you say again, you mentioned a couple glands and organs.
Gallbladder and liver. Well, the gallbladder, it's a very common area of referral via the nervous system to the shoulder. So often, sometimes people won't have pain where you'd expect it under the rib cage on the right. What they have is shoulder pain.
Wow. Interesting.
Go on. And if there's restrictions of mobility around the liver, that can totally affect your range of motion of your shoulder. Now, I don't think there's any orthopedic surgeons that would agree with me on that, but I see it. You know, I see it happen. Get their liver mobilized, and all of a sudden, their shoulder mobility has improved.
And that's what's fascinating is that, you know, is it really that Tim could come to you with this frozen shoulder, you know, and actually you say, we're going to work with your liver here. And because I know a thing or two about this, you'd say, well, let's talk about harmony. Is there harmony within your life? Let's talk about if we talked about emotions. We think of the liver as livid. We could be talking about anger or ways that you deal with anger. Do you express anger if you've got anger? So just amazing that he might come visit you. And although I know Tim not every person, but do we know that perhaps deep down inside he wants to kick the wall, but he's just not doing it.
Liverpool.
You know, and that being said, there's so many unknowns. I mean, they don't know why the thyroid affects the shoulder and can be an integral part of frozen shoulder or diabetes as well. There's just so much we don't know. We're such complicated, complex systems. Okay, but, you know, again, it's about listening to the body and try to feel where you're being drawn that might be a part of the problem.
Wow, we're really moving. I feel we're just on the precipice of so much incredible information, you know, not just about the physical body, but the relationship of all of these systems and the ways they work together. And it can only lead to us creating a system of living on Earth, hopefully, as you say, love, you know, that we can re-educate not only our bodies, but ourselves to understanding that we all are actually connective tissue of sorts, that we are interconnected. And until we get to know ourselves and learn to create a sense of well-being and learn to create that peace within ourselves, we won't see that reflection outside. So, you know, meditation, seeing somebody so knowledgeable. Martha, I just don't even know how you hold all of this in your head. It's so much information. So, wow. But I do feel very positive about where we're moving. And I hope you feel the same, yeah, from someone who's on the inside, yeah?
Absolutely. And there's more and more connection or bridging between science and consciousness. And, you know, they're starting to be able to find these pathways and these connections, and not just within our own system through our physical, emotional, mental aspects, but, you know, from one person to another, you know, and with the planet. So I agree, we're on a precipice of just, you know, huge changes, which is just going to open up the possibilities and the potentials. And, you know, if we really see that we are all connected, we're connected with each other, we're connected with this planet that we need to be good stewards of, we're all a part of this whole. And, you know, once we can show that more, prove that more, because people like proof, you know, show me the proof, then I think we'll see more and more change.
And we really are getting there. I mean, there really is proof today, more so than ever, on all of these subtle systems and the way they work together. I want to say, Martha, before we go, that you teach esoteric healing. We've heard this term esoteric healing partly because I am also a practitioner of esoteric healing. But I'm
and a teacher.
Yes, indeed. And I just want to say that Martha, who is my teacher, the cat out of the bag, is just such a wonderful teacher with esoteric healing. And there are classes coming up, I would say, in the next year in Boston and New York City. The dates haven't been totally finalized and formalized, but anybody who wants more information on esoteric healing or taking classes with Martha Henry McDonald can just simply email us at Spirit Fire Radio, and we'll get you connected and pass you on to that. These classes certainly have changed my life. Esoteric healing, we've heard so much about subtle energy, and Martha is just brings so much to the table in terms of looking at the human being on every level, and so much wisdom in terms of the physiology of the body and its relationships. So anybody who's listening that might be interested in learning this or finding more out about esoteric healing or subtle systems, or if you're in the Boston area and you want to see Martha, you can find her email on her contact information with through Spirit Fire Radio.
Wonderful. So
Martha, that was such a great conversation. Yes. Once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. We're on the wrap-up of the show, so thank you, everybody, for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. You can find more information and a recording of this show, which I think everyone's going to want to hear again to take notes, at spiritfireradio.com. And we will be back next week. We'll be talking about art therapy.
And the step is mind.
Mind. And we look forward to it. We hope to have you here next Wednesday at noon Eastern. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.